This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are at least a dozen people reported dead in the wake of Wednesday's magnitude 7.4 earthquake in Taiwan. However, officials are still concerned the death toll could rise further, as many people remained trapped in collapsed highway tunnels or other structures in the aftermath. It was the worst earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Search and rescue operations were continuing Thursday. There have been hundreds of thousands of power outages resulting from severe storms in the central and northeastern U.S., and the severe weather is expected to continue for some. As of Thursday morning, there were more than 250,000 utility customers without electricity across eight states, from Maine west to Wisconsin. Severe winter weather was expected to continue for much of Thursday in New England. An Israeli military mistake that led to the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza is not moving any policy needles at the White House, tragic as it may be.
You heard from the president in his statement. He's outraged and he's heartbroken. We are all heartbroken here.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. In a statement this week, President Biden said he would continue to press Israel to be more careful with the lives of civilians in the conflict. According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, former President Trump is leading President Biden in six of the country's most fiercely contested states. USA's John Schaefer with the numbers.
Trump maintains a lead in six out of seven battleground states surveyed for the upcoming 2024 presidential election, with voters expressing significant reservations about both candidates, who happen to be the oldest to ever run in history. In Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, Trump is ahead by margins ranging from 2 to 8 percentage points in a simulated ballot that does include third-party and independent candidates.
This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee significantly bolstering financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase following a slower pace in the first 2 months of the year. Californians are being asked about a bill that seeks to prevent their boss from contacting them during off hours.
It would be nice to not even have the stress of thinking that someone might call you. It would be a probably good for your mental health.
The proposed bill would mandate companies to better specify employee compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond to calls, texts, or emails outside of that time frame. If passed, it would be a first for America. Meanwhile, there is significant support building around the idea of a four-day work week. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is now championing the idea. The independent senator from Vermont penned an op-ed for CNN, saying it's a move that will help working families. In the piece, Sanders claimed the wealthiest people have never had it so good. At the same time, he points to a Rand Corporation study which found weekly wages for most American workers have declined when adjusted for inflation.
earlier, data showed America's richest 1% are worth a total of roughly $15 trillion more than they were when the pandemic hit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, happy Thursday to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Mike Pallas is going to be joining us. He is the Americans for Tax Reform Tax Policy Director. And we're taking a look at what happens. What happens if Joe Biden wins in November? I mean, all these policies that we've been dealing with, and you got to think they're not going to go away. They're going to be doubling down, especially as it relates to carbon tax. There is no doubt that that will be a part of this next administration should Joe Biden be reelected. Mike Pallas joins us now. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, I think that I think after 3.5 years of Joe Biden and his policies, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look at what they've done, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one of the worst policy areas we've seen from the Biden administration is on energy. And if we start looking as we get into the campaign cycle here, we have to start thinking about what a second Biden term looks like. And one of the things we've had from multiple members of the administration, including Kamala Harris and Joe Biden himself, is their support for a carbon tax. And a carbon tax is essentially an economy-wide tax on energy. On traditional forms of energy like natural gas, oil, and coal. And essentially what they support is around a $2 trillion tax increase that would hit all Americans, that would raise the price of gasoline, raise the price of cooling and heating your home, and just about anything you'd buy at a grocery store. Because if you raise the price of energy, you're raising the price of transportation. That's so essentially you're raising the price of any good.
Exactly, exactly.
And this is what Americans need to be on the lookout for a second Biden administration. Thankfully, we actually just go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, to your point, we're already paying $1,100 more a month. $1,100 more a month on average because of Joe Biden's policies. We can't handle any more of Joe Biden's policies. I mean, it's like all of a sudden somebody came in and said, you know what, everybody's going to drive an electric car and it's going to cost you $1,100 more a month. And here it is, you know, just pay it. That's it. And shut up. So we're experiencing the hardness of these the reality of these policies that have been enacted by Democrats and Joe Biden. And you're going to know that they want more of the same, because this is what Democrats do. You know, they tax, they spend, they tax, they spend. And of course, their latest pet project is open borders. And we're just, spending like crazy to satisfy the needs of all these illegal immigrants who are killing our people and, getting them further addicted to drugs and sex trafficking. But now let's just use the people's treasury. And don't worry about that $34 trillion in debt. You know, we keep talking about the $34 trillion, but Mike, you know that there's a top line. The top line, and that is the ongoing debt that they don't put into the formula. But, you know, I've heard numbers anywhere from $150 to $200 trillion. So this $34 trillion is peanuts compared to really the bigger number of the indebtedness that continues to be thrust upon us by these politicians. And I say right now the Democratic Party, because they are the poster children when it comes to taxing and spending, right?
That's right. And Democrats like to pretend that driving up the debt and their spending policies, you know, they only have some impact on you sometime far out in the future or some future generation. But we've lived through 3 years of Biden administration policy now, and we've seen how their spending has driven inflation. So we're talking about energy. It's already projected that gas prices across the country, they're going to hit $4 again by this May. We wait till we see how high they come in the summer, come July, come August. Yes. In the Biden administration, they like to play this game where we see really high gas prices in the summer because of their policies, because of their continued efforts to shut down traditional forms of energy and to shut off oil production. But they like to take credit when gas prices, which are seasonal, go down in winter from less people driving, less people taking vacation. And then all of a sudden they have no answer when it comes summertime. So we're already seeing some of the highest prices historically when we're looking at monthly averages. And again, $4 in May, it means we're likely going to see very high gas prices again in summer, which should be on voters' minds as we go into election season as well. And hopefully the Biden administration is punished for their policies.
Yeah, the big ticket expense for your summer vacation brought to you by the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen. How does that make you feel?
Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, and speaking of oil, you know, here it is, you know, that, you know, emergency, you know, the emergency oil reserve, right, that he emptied out for a non-emergency purpose. I guess the emergency was his election, you know, or the midterm. So, you know, that was an emergency in the eyes of Joe Biden and the Democrats. So let's go and tap into our emergency oil reserve. And now they're coming around to think about, okay, well, maybe we better, you know, put some of that oil back. And now the cost of oil is such that, you know, it would cost us too much money, and there's not even enough money with you know, with everything that Joe Biden is giving away these days, right?
Yeah, and the oil reserve exists to deal with either a wartime scenario or an oil embargo against the United States. That's why we created the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, not to be used if Joe Biden's poll numbers are down, which is how this administration has used it. And they like to pretend that this is some historic policy of theirs, that they've used more of the emergency fund than any previous president. That's not a policy. That's the absence of policy. That's
exactly
hitting, you know, the break glass in case of emergency when it's just their own policies that are driving up prices. So, you know, and that, what we've seen now is they've actually mostly depleted our strategic petroleum reserve, telling us they were going to fuel it up like it was some grand idea of, well, we'll just, you know, we'll stock it again when prices are low. Well, here we are, and now prices are creeping back up again. We're, you know, at $85 per barrel of oil in spring. We're close to $100. So we're going to be feeling the pain this summer of the Biden administration's policies. And
exactly.
They have no trigger. They have no pull, no lever left to hit. They've depleted the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and now we're going to suffer the cost of high prices.
Michael, they're behind the ball on everything. I mean, this is what really, I mean, you know, think about it this way. The Biden administration has been the most DEI-oriented, and I understand DEI is, you know, just a more modern term, but regardless, they are the most, you know, committed to DEI. It's throughout their administration. I mean, competence runs broad and deep. Incompetence, I should say, because it's all about checking boxes. And so they have no strategy. Everything is reactive to a degree. I mean, it's like, okay, we're just going to move on this theory. We're going to open up the border, and don't worry, you know, Mayorkas will take the shrapnel for it, and until, you know, he's got a day of judgment coming in, you know, next week when the articles of impeachment are presented to the Senate to see how they mishandle that. But regardless, I mean, you know, this administration is so incompetent. Are they, you know, when you think about it and you step back and take a 30,000-foot view of this administration, are they ahead of anything?
No, they're behind on everything, and it's top-down. I think the main thing voters see in Biden is an incompetent leader, no longer someone who's asleep at the wheel. And you see it reflected in his administration. You have people like Pete Buttigieg running our transportation sector who have no qualification for the role.
Right, exactly. And that's the consistent theme throughout. And so whether, you know, whether it happens to be this or the border, you know, it's a clear manifestation. We got to go to break. More from Mike after
this. Winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you heard? Two-thirds of American Christians don't know how to tell others about Jesus, but it can be as easy as asking a simple question. Our Have You Heard challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people throughout the year if they've heard the gospel message. If someone responds that they've not heard, then the believer can share about the love of Christ with them. If the person already knows Christ, they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's time for Christians in America to stop internalizing our faith and get out there and share it. It might seem daunting to share the gospel, but all it takes is one simple question. Have you heard? To learn how you can initiate spiritual conversations and potentially make an eternal impact in the lives of people in your own community, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
With all the forecasting of taxes that the Biden administration is planning for us, should he get reelected, what are we up to now? What are we, 200 and, I'm trying to do the calculation here on the number of days, and I had that down. just a moment ago, and I must have misplaced it for some reason, but I think we're like 215 days away, from the next election. You know, so it's coming at us really fast. And Mike Pallas, as you say, here we got carbon tax. I mean, how far down the road you think if he gets reelected that he starts taxing us on air?
Yeah, and that's right. And I think what we'd have, too, is the threat of a Biden administration with no reelection, less worried about the political consequences, more willing to embrace for the left-wing policy. And so I think that's where you could really see the push for a carbon tax. Is coming in the second term of a Biden administration, which is something we should all be fearful of. For context, the type of proposals they put forward is something in the realm of usually a 50-cent per gallon gas tax increase. So if there's anyone out there who thinks gas is too cheap right now, I certainly haven't seen it. But while Americans are struggling to pay those prices, Democrats and the Biden administration are plotting to increase them 50 cents per gallon more. All of which, of course, to pay for Green New Deal agenda, more subsidies for vague energy and for electric vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, and let's get back to the basics. I mean, how was this country established, and what it was expected of the government, to do? It was not to be this big and not to be this invasive, but we've let it run away with itself, and here it is. They want to dictate every aspect of our lives, and freedom be damned, right?
Right, and if you look at why do Democrats move forward with this? When you have things like wind and solar and electric vehicles, these are forms of energy that are all stood up by government subsidies, by taxpayer subsidies. Right. And that if you take those subsidies away, those industries can't stand on their own.
Exactly.
What Democrats are doing, it's a way to take over those industries where you have entire industries that become reliant on subsidies from Democrats that become part of the modern Democrat Party because they need to support their candidates in order to continue their subsidy programs. And to essentially keep their industries alive. So you have new forms of new industries that are entirely reliant on Democrats being in power for their survival.
Exactly. Well, that's why, when you see some of these polls, and it drives me nuts, Mike, because I go, for all the pain that we're experiencing here in River City, it's always like 40% approve of Biden. They're going, What's going on here? Well, these are the ones that are bought, have been bought and sold, by the Democratic Party. They go into the Treasury. They use our tax money to buy their vote. And these people are so beholden that, without the likes of Joe Biden or any Democrat, they lose their money. They lose their income. I mean, this is, in a way, it's a unionization of humanity. They've unionized the body politic here.
Yeah, and a large attempt at this is an effort to replace, what was a consistent part of the Democrat Party, which were, union bosses, and unions are on the decline across the country. So they're trying to replace that. It's how do you hook new industries, new workers on supporting the Democrat Party for survival.
Exactly.
It's the American people.
The first thing, Mike, is that they shoved them into the bureaucracy. the government itself, what is it, 95%, 85%, whatever outrageous number. I mean, a clear super, super majority of those involved in the bureaucracy vote Democrat because they got their job because of the Democratic Party, So you talk about it's so funny to hear the Democrats, talking about quid pro quo. They are the king and queens of quid pro quo. Everything about is, hey, I'll give you this, but what's in it for me? And it's amazing what they give. I mean, it's like Joe Biden talking, to the president of Ukraine at the time. Hey, look at this prosecutor, though it was just recently reported that he was doing such a great job and really turned around the corruption issue that was going on in Ukraine. But unfortunately, he's a pain in the rear end of my son's business. So look, we got $1 billion here. And if you don't get rid of this guy, then, I'm going home with $1 billion. And, you talk about quid pro quo and then, conversely, Donald Trump has a simple little phone call with the president of Ukraine saying, hey, check this out. There's lots of conversation about this. Why don't you check it out? Oh, my goodness. All hell's breaking loose. Let's have an impeachment. We haven't had one of those in a long time. And, it's just absolutely insane. And this is what the ruling elite is doing to the everyday American people. And the everyday American people have got to wake up and say, hell no, enough of this stuff. This is insane. We're not going to do this anymore. And we're not going to, you know, continue to finance this stupidity. Because at the end of the day, $34 trillion in debt, we should have an ROI. What's the ROI on that $34 trillion in debt? No bueno.
Right? And thankfully, we do have an alternative being offered, right? We have President Trump, who's, you know, we had during the Trump administration an agenda of deregulation, getting the government off exactly. of the bag, their hand out of your wallet. We do have House Republicans fighting back against the Biden administration policies. So even just last week, we did have a great win in the House. We had House Republicans led by Leader Steve Scalise and Ryan Zinke, who was Trump's former Interior cabinet. So we actually had Republicans pass an anti-carbon tax resolution in the House saying no, never to a carbon tax. We're not going to accept the Biden administration's proposal. And we actually had every Republican except for one vote against any form of a carbon tax. And, you know, this shows how politically toxic the issue is. We had 10 Democrats join Republicans. So an extremely time where there's very little bipartisanship. You do have, you know, 10 Democrats who feel the political heat and vote with Republicans against any form of the Biden administration's carbon tax.
You know, Mike, it's so critical that conservatives and Republican Party, you know, and this is, I guess, what threats, you know, serves as such a humongous threat, you know, for the Democrats and Donald Trump. Donald Trump has a way of simplifying what the Democrats have, you know, with all their pretzel logic and confusion and all the BS and lies they put out there. Donald Trump is just blessed with this megaphone and this presence to, you know, simplify the complex and really call it out for what it is. And it's amazing, you know, that the Republicans, you know, it just shocks me that they, you know, I don't know, for the sake of ego or whatever it is you want to call it, I don't understand why they just can't see that, hey, look, at there's a lot of positive energy here on behalf of the American people. And I've got to believe that even on the Democratic side, that people would say, you know, this is why I wanted to come and serve the country. I just wanted to, you know, come up with practical policies that were going to be win-win for all concerned, not be driven by party politics. But unfortunately, when everything is driven by party politics, you've got the America that we have right now, and it's not serving the best interests of the American people. This is why somebody like, you know, like Kamala Harris comes in, and I think she was worth about maybe three million when she came in as vice president. She's now worth, what, 12, 13 million? What the heck happened? How do you do that in 3 years?
Right.
But that's typical. And it seems to be more typical, you know, amongst the Democrats than it does the Republicans. I mean, it's equal opportunity. I get it. But regardless, it seems like, I mean, Nancy Pelosi is the queen of it. Insider trading and all the stuff that she's been able to get away with. It's just unbelievable. But go ahead.
And you mentioned that Trump megaphone. That is so important because obviously for conservatives for a long time, we were silenced by the media, drowned out, couldn't get the message out. But with Trump's megaphone, he just managed to shift the goalposts in such obvious directions and that are helpful for conservatives, where you look at things like how he changed the game on immigration, how he, you know, our attitude towards China, and then importantly, energy, where you had people
energy
like
independence.
My God. Yeah. Imagine if we had Mitt Romney still here who supports the carbon tax. And it's Trump is just absolutely not falling for any of that.
Well, you see, and Trump embracing the Constitution when it's clear, you know, the antithesis of the Constitution, the followers and said believers of, you know, said movement, man, they're being exposed and they don't like it. I mean, they liked it. They liked being in their little private, you know, cocktail parties and laughing and making fun of people. But, you know, here it is. Trump is exposing them. And this is why, you know, they're so upset for their exposure. But they deserve to be exposed. And they also deserve to be reclassified, in my humble opinion. Mike Pallets, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it was impossible. But mark my words, I did it. With Kohl's. That's right. I got everything I needed for my spring home refresh in one trip. I'm talking Sonoma Goods for Life bedding for 20% off. And Espresso Virtual Plus Deluxe for 30% off. Cuisinart cookware sets for 35% off. And Sonoma Goods for Life decor for 20% off. So if you want to get set for the season and save big, you can do it all at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Espresso and Cuisinart. Coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA News Update. President Biden unveiling his initiatives aimed at reducing health care expenses for Americans. USA's John Schaefer with more.
President Biden outlined that seniors enrolled in Medicare would be spared from paying over $2,000 annually for prescription medications starting next year. That's per the Inflation Reduction Act.
Drug companies are charging exorbitant prescription drug prices.
Additionally, he commended the move made by three out of four major inhaler manufacturers to limit the monthly cost of inhalers for a number of patients to just $35.
JetBlue Airlines implementing price hikes for checked baggage. The first checked bag during peak travel periods increasing by $5 for JetBlue, and the second checked bag by an additional $10. JetBlue attributes the higher prices to increased fuel expenses and higher employee wages. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Eric Rourke is with us, the Director of Research with Numbers USA. Eric, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. It's always great to be on with you.
Well, Trump is going after Biden, obviously, on the border. Mayorkas is up for, impeachment next week. That will add more bluster, to the conversation. And, of course, not only is Biden failing us at the border, but on crime in just about every state of the union. And, of course, Trump on his way to battleground Michigan and Wisconsin. And as I mentioned, the speaker will be turning over the Mayorkas impeachment articles to the Senate next week, right?
That's right. And, I've been saying this a lot. I'm still kind of shocked, I guess you could put it, to think that 2024 is shaping up to be a rematch between Trump and Biden. And the number one issue is going to be immigration, with the president, former President Trump, obviously, capitalizing on the unpopular policies. But President Biden trying to blame everything on President Trump, when clearly it isn't. But, who would have thought we'd be in this position where it took three years for the President Biden to either acknowledge or listen to people who were telling him or see the polls or what have you, that his disastrous policies were not popular. And, I don't think there's room to pivot there, particularly when, as you mentioned, the impeachment trial, which is coming up. And it's important, I'll tell your listeners, let your senator know. You can come to numbersusa.com and go to our action board, but let your senators know that must be a trial. This is not just about immigration. It's about how our constitutional system must operate. And Schumer would like to dismiss this, but, they have said that they're going to have a trial, and it's important, that these policies are presented and defended. But, let's Senator Schumer, I think, I'm not sure who is going to be defending Secretary Mayorkas in that trial, but they have to defend these policies in front of the American people, which is going to be impossible to do. But these are the policies that the Democratic leadership has supported. But what's disappointing is we've also saw the House GOP support this. So they're sending over, they impeached Mayorkas, sent over the charges, which will, you know, will happen next week. But last week, they funded the very things that they impeached Senator or Secretary Mayorkas for.
Exactly. Yeah, this
which makes you bang your head against the wall.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great point to keep in mind. This is why the American people are so frustrated, Eric. They don't know who to trust and who to believe anymore. And the thing is, you talk about Mayorkas, how many Senate, how many congressional hearings has he had? And he obfuscates. He can't give you a straight answer. You know, and in this impeachment trial, I mean, who's going to defend him? It'll be all the Democrats. The Democrats circle their wagons around Mayorkas each time in the face of the obvious incompetence and the disaster that's happening at the southern border. And not to mention the fact that it doesn't stop at the southern border. It's happening now. The results of the open border has affected the crime rates. We've got innocents being murdered at the hands of illegals in every state of the union, Eric. I mean, like, enough is enough here. And the people are realizing, because as you mentioned earlier, it's not even close. There is a clear delineation between Donald Trump's policies that secured the border, that, you know, kept us safer, and opposed to Biden on day one, who said, oh, no, we're going to open the border and we're going to invite people here and we're going to give them carte blanche. You want free health care? You want education? You know, you just come right on in. And the very thing that Donald Trump warned the American people, which the mainstream media, they're also complicit in this whole deal. If you remember when he said, look at, they're not sending their best. You need to understand who's coming to the country. And what happened is these presidents of all these countries said, hey, these guys that we've had in jail, you know, life sentences for felonies, get them the hell out of here. Send them to America. You know, all these crazy homeless people we're dealing with, send them north. Send them to America. Joe Biden, but at that time it was Trump. But the deal was, which was lingering from the Obama years, was the borders open. You know, you can go in. So and even then, Donald Trump was able to analyze and say, wait a minute, we're not vetting these people. We're not. It's not like they're sending their best scientists or best doctors to come up and help us with our issues. No, they're just emptying their jails and sending them up. And then everybody, you know, Joy Behar and The View and all the ladies are clutching their pearls and getting all verklempt because, you know, Trump was, sounding so mean. Right.
Right. And then you make the point about knowing who gets in. And there's debates over, there should be a debate right now. It's not happening because illegal immigration is so high. But how many people should we let in legally, vet them, you know, and you know, we can have that debate. But we're not having that debate because so many people are getting in. And even if they're processed by Border Patrol, we know many of them are discarding their IDs. And you can only vet someone, you know, based on the information that's available. And we just don't know. Even people who are being processed and released, but there's also the gotaways, and so we have no control. It's completely out of control. And to speaking, you know, back to Mayorkas's trial, his defense, you know, originally when he was first impeached, was, it's not my fault these policies were put in place before I became DHS secretary. Well, that's basically blaming it on President Biden or whoever implemented these policies. But right. That's not a political defense that you're going to see them make in the Senate. So what they're going to argue is that, well, the system is broken and we need comprehensive immigration reform. But that doesn't excuse not only ignoring the law, which obviously this administration has done, as Secretary Mayorkas has done, but they've claimed that they can create new legal pathways, which is totally unconstitutional and totally illegal. And I could say the argument is going to try to somehow pin this on President Trump and his policies, but I don't think that they're going to be able to make that to the American people. But because the Democrats are in control of the Senate, I do think they're going to be able to not convict him. I don't think anyone's expecting that he will be held accountable. But as I said, we need to have them defend these policies on the record in front of the American people.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, lest we forget, Eric, the damage that this is doing, you know, to America, to its heart and soul. When you have this kind of incompetency and this kind of obfuscation that's taking place, This is ridiculous. I mean, you know as well as I do, in the real world, you'd been gone. You wouldn't have lasted 60 days with this kind of incompetence. But our government is doing this, and what is it doing? It's telling, especially young kids who are coming into their first jobs, that, oh, I guess it's okay to do that. You know, that must be acceptable, right?
Well, if they're lucky enough to get those first jobs, and I think that's part of the problem with the Biden administration is facing is, you know, how do you sell this to young people? They're having trouble across the board. It's not just, you know, Republican-based voters. And younger people are looking at the situation, and what their government is telling them is, you don't count, right? If you're an American citizen, we have priorities which do not include you. And it's, you know, bringing in people and providing opportunities for them, providing, you know, health care, housing, all of these things. And you are a second class citizen in your own country. And exactly. It's about also about our national sovereignty as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah, Eric, just pay your taxes and shut up. What are you complaining
about? That's what they're telling us, right? That's basically the message that we're getting.
I know. How disgusting is that? But you see, to me, again, this is so clear and it's becoming more and more obvious. I don't even know. I mean, the 40% or 35% that Joe Biden has locked in, it's like, what does he have on you? What is it that it causes you to suspend reality and to draw any benefit whatsoever? I got to imagine if you work in D.C. and you're part of the Democratic Party apparatchik and, you know, the philosophy and everything, you know, the government been very, very good for you. But for everyday citizens, the ones who are paying the bills, I don't know how anybody, you know, sees any benefit from this. It's just so clear. By contrast, I don't know. I mean, I just can't even imagine that he would get reelected.
Well, you talked about the role of the media in this. And I think when people are, particularly people who, you know, all their lives have voted Democrat, are being told every day that if you don't vote for continuation of these policies, that the country's going to collapse. And they keep reinforcing that. I think it's going to be a challenge to turn out Democratic voters for Biden, but I also think that shows us the poison, you know, the poisonous atmosphere of the hyperpartisanship, where I don't care what the guy who's leading my party does. I'm going to vote for him regardless, because the other guy's worse simply because he's in the other party, and that's the danger of putting politics over policy, and we're seeing that play out right now.
Without a doubt. Got to leave it there. Eric Rourke, thank you for being with us. Eric is the director of research with Numbers USA. The website they need to go for more information, Eric?
NumbersUSA.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted.
But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for my good friend Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Got movies and updates that are happening right now, and you can find out more information at movieguide.org, of course. Dr. Ted, always good to have you with us. Welcome, sir.
It's great to be with you. It's a wonderful, beautiful day. It's been raining for months in California, so...
Really?
Because we've got a drought. That's why it's been raining.
I was going to say, are they figuring out how to capture the water at least?
The water is overflowing. You know, they're trying to figure out how to drain the places because it's flowing so much.
This after all these years.
When I grew up, you know, I'm 77 years old. They used to call this weather. It's just normal, everyday weather. It changes. We had the little ice age. We had the big ice age. You know, this is all... hundreds of years ago, things get cold, things get hot, and I think it was 80 AD, you know, a volcano went off and covered all of Europe, a volcano in Indonesia, and Rome had a cloud from the volcano, and the heat was intense, and the vegetables died. This was 70 AD. But, you know, it must have been global warming.
Oh, of course.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I'm sorry.
Well, if Al Gore was there, it would have been, see, but he wasn't there, so we missed out.
Or Gavin Newsom, which I call gruesome Newsom. Okay, how can when we move on from our political silliness?
Yeah, let me transition into our first movie review that I know that you've been excited to tell us about, and that is Someone Like You.
Yeah, Someone Like You is Karen Kingsbury. It's a cute little movie. It opened yesterday. It's up against Godzilla times Kong, which I don't know. I was talking to a man who is good friends and carries our movie guide on a show that reaches 24 million people. And, you know, why they're releasing it on the same day as Godzilla versus Kong or the same week. But it's a nice movie. It's well done. It's beautifully filmed. She's done a good job. It's about a man who's got a girlfriend who dies in a car accident. He's praying for God to save her. He's depressed. And then he finds out that she had a twin sister. It was all, medical. She has a twin sister in Nashville. He tracks her down. And I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story because you can guess it because I teach filmmaking. So there you go.
You know the story. So language, okay, a little light on violence. I mean, after all, it was a car wreck. And just a little bit of nudity, right? But that's it.
You know, it's he takes his shirt off to get on his, you know, his water boat or whatever he's on, whatever you call it. So, yes, not much. Upper male nudity, you know, it won't appeal to most people. But there are people, you know, who think that it's exciting. So we have to mention it. You know, we live in a crazy age, so that's
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Well, we got the Baxters. This is an episode, right?
Yes, again, this is Karen Kingsbury, who's came to the gala, who's now become a force to reckon with. Actually, the Baxters is a very good show, and it tells about a family that's got a lot of faith, but they have, you know, severe problems like every family has. The oldest daughter, Carrie, finds out that her husband, Tim, is having an affair. Frankly, I didn't like Tim.
Yeah, right.
I wish she had divorced him, but she decides that God wants him, you know, marriage, and so she decides to stick with it. So those are the first few episodes of fighting for her marriage, her family trying to come together to help her. They've all got their own problems. It's a very good movie. Roma Downey came to our gala. She did the opening prayer. Ted McKinley has been to our gala. All these people come to our gala, so you got to come to the gala. I don't know why you don't come.
Well, because you don't invite me, but I'm going to be there. I promised you I would be there next year.
I do invite you, and it's, you know, the Academy Awards after party is $120,000 a seat. We will only charge you $100, so we'll give you a discount.
Okay. Well, that's what I love about faith in Jesus. He pays the bill for us, right? Oh my gosh, how wonderful! Well, yeah, that's you know, speaking of divorce, I mean, you know, in the spirit of that, we know God. The Bible says that God hates divorce because of the havoc that it wreaks, and so you're going to see it played out in the Baxters. You know, this is what episode one is that of a series. Right?
We reviewed the whole season. So
you did. Okay,
if you look at movieguide.org, we have episode 1 to 8, and I've seen the whole of season. Some are stronger than others. Number 8 is really strong.
Oh, okay, excellent. All right, yeah, we mentioned Godzilla, X-Con, The New Empire. What do you have to say about that other than what you've already said, that this is going to be a monster?
Well, it's a monster of a film. One of the heads of Legendary Pictures comes to the gala. He's a really wonderful guy. He teaches my classes, and, of course, he did Dune. And he always put some faith-based stuff in there. So I'm alleging that since it's Godzilla times Kong, it's not versus Kong, it's times Kong. So they have to fight a new, you know, villain monster in the process. And but I make a lot of jokes about it. I mean, Godzilla, you know, God, you know, taking on the king.
Right, exactly.
It's actually all based on Samuel Rutherford's book, like Shrek. No, it's not. But it's fun, it's exciting, and of course, it's got a little bit of foul language, moderate.
Well, because the Godzillas have no civility. They don't know how to watch, you know, their tongue. They just let it fly because they're so big, right?
Well, they don't talk. And then violence.
Well, you know, they had to stop making them talk because they couldn't sync their lips up with the, you know, with the voice. So they said, okay, from now on, Godzillas don't talk, right?
I think your whole audience is going to run out to see Godzilla versus Kong. So, you know, I can't tell you anything else.
Well, the two of us right now, I don't know what it is, what spirit has fallen upon us, but we're out of control here, the two of us, you know, so that's what happens, I guess. So too much rain for you, and I got wind blustering here in Florida, and my right hip that I had surgery on, you know, replacement surgery, has decided to wake up and say, hello, I'm here, and so...
Yeah.
I'm all medicated, so this show comes with a disclaimer. You understand what I'm saying? All right, okay. So let's talk about some articles here. You got A Light in the Darkness Tells the History of Hollywood.
Well, Light in the Darkness is done by a friend of ours, Jeffrey Black. He came out. I gave him some suggestions. He actually found out a little bit more about the history of Hollywood. But Hollywood Land started out by a group of Christians, and the whole area of Hollywood was dedicated for Christians, and they were giving free land to churches, and they wouldn't allow alcohol and gambling and all the rest of it. And eventually they couldn't pay their bills, so they got absorbed by Los Angeles. And you know what happens when Los Angeles takes over. It goes downhill from there. But my father was, you know, starring in 1926. This is a wonderful overview of the Hollywood Cross. And Jeff, which, you know, it just had been torn down, actually, at one point by neo-Nazis, who are actually, you know, that Nazi means national socialist. It's socialist. It was in a Pacific country. So they didn't like the fact that the cross is about Jesus Christ. I think they were writing the protocol for the Easter celebration at the White House, but they tore down the cross.
Right.
And they tore down the cross. So a friend of mine, Bob Yerkes, is the number one stuntman who comes to all of our parties and is about 90 years old, who jumped off the Empire State Building, no, the Statue of Liberty, and has gotten many, many awards for doing great stunts. But anyway, he actually rode a concrete cross down into that. It's going to be very hard for anybody to tear down without a nuclear missile. So we've got a cross above Hollywood, which is good.
Well, amen. We need something. How about Little House on the Prairie? 50 years, huh? 50th anniversary?
We love Little House on the Prairie. Actually, you know, I have 18 grandchildren, and some of them watch Little House on the Prairie. They've got strong Christian values, strong moral values. They always have a plot problem that, you know, somebody's greedy, somebody's this, that has to be solved in a Christian way. If anybody in Hollywood wants to learn how to make great movies and great television shows, they should watch Little House on the Prairie. And Michael Landon's son, Michael Landon Jr., who doesn't have anything to do with it anymore, is a very committed Christian and a good friend. And it's a great series, and we should have more of them.
Well, you know, and where we are today in today's culture, I mean, there's a clear delineation, isn't it, Ted? I mean, you got the people, you know, like you mentioned the White House, and let's take Jesus out of Easter. You know, who could ever imagine? But this is where this country is right now. But you're seeing the people who have abandoned morality and abandoning God are paying a big price. Not only are they paying a price monetarily, but their very soul. The thing is, the monetary part is obvious. The price that they're paying for their soul, not quite so obvious, because they're so ideologically fixed that they can't see what they're doing about their eternal existence. Because what we'll spend here, 70, 80 years, if we're lucky, the Bible says, there's an after show that goes on forever. And it's one way or another. You're either with God or without God. And I would not want anyone to be without God.
And as Terrell Lee Cobble says, they need to know that God is where the joy is.
Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Thank you, Ted. God bless. Take care, my friend.
Have a beautiful week. God bless you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans
and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug?